Johnson of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
He has given us a command, and that commandment is not an option. This obedience to God's commandment is how the believer shows they are different from non-believers. That's why we are peculiar, and that's why people don't understand us as believers. We are different from the world because the world get into so much stuff that we stay out of. At least we should. Y'all missed it. Because sometimes, even though we're in the church, sometimes we play like we're baptized, born-again believer, but we slip into sin and we slide into transgression. And the Lord says, wait a minute, you're not looking like me, because you say you're a Christian, which implies that you're Christ-like. And if you're Christ-like, you wouldn't be doing stuff that the world is doing. Show me your fruit. I need to see some evidence of you, because maybe that fruit that you're bearing, Daryl, has a spot on it, and that spot creates a bruise, and that bruise can be ruining the fruit. What bruise do you have in your life that caused you to lose your joy? What bruise have you gone through in life that caused you not to understand that God says, I need you to bear love, joy, and peace? But Pastor, I've got a bruise. My fruit was bruised because something happened to me. Maybe somebody stepped on your toe and you never did forgive them. Maybe somebody stole your lunch money and you said you wanted to get back at them. Somebody didn't always agree with you and you said, if I can get back at them, I'm going to do it. What fruit are you bearing? I'm bearing some fruit of a bruised ego, a bruised feeling that have haunted me and been with me all the days of my life. And what I confess to you today is let it go. Cut that bruise off and start over and start anew. You will never look like the Lord carrying bruises of the past. The Lord says you can't do a thing about the past. You must go forth in the future and see what God has for you. You can't carry anything with an antagonistic viewpoint, because the Lord is simply saying, while you working on trying to tear somebody down, the Lord says, I'm working on you to get you out of that situation. This obedience to God's commandment is how the believers show that we are different. My brothers and sisters, most of us have a problem with this point because we don't love ourselves the way we should. You telling me that I don't love myself? We don't love ourselves the way we should. I'm so busy trying to fight with others that I don't even see my own frailty. My brothers and sisters, many of us grew up not truly understanding love. Real love is about how we love God and love all of the things that God has sanctioned for us. And because of that, we today do not have a proper measure by which to know how to truly love one another or love our neighbor, because of the bruise and the agony that we've gone through in life. Maybe a love relationship hurts you, and because of that, you still struggle with it. Our love for others make God's love real and visible to those, so that we can better witness to others about Christ. And this also make God real and personal to us as well, because when we see what God can do in our life, we get excited about what God is saying to us. This is why Jesus is saying to us, I have commanded you to love one another as I have loved you. It's not an option. I've commanded this. Secondly, John said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. This greater love is sacrificial love. It was Jesus who set the example of sacrificial love. And the Lord places first the highest degree of evidence of his love as he laid down his life for his people or for you and me. He laid down his life for a sinner like me. Even before I got here, the Lord says, I'm covering your stuff. Christ laid down his life. No one took his life. He laid it down for his friends. And in doing so, dying on their behalf and on their place, Jesus delivered the supreme demonstration of his love to and for them or us. The Lord speaks not only of his own unselfish sacrifice or sacrificial unlimited love, but he does so with the express purpose of supplying both a motive and an example for you and I. There are multiple examples of individuals laying down their life for a friend. I'm reminded of something my cousin shared with me. He shared how when he was serving in Vietnam in the military, he was scheduled to pull duty one night. And because he was tired, he asked one of his friends, one of the military guys that was with him, to cover for his shift. And his friend agreed to do so. And as he was returning back to base, he heard an explosion. And he ran back to see what had happened. And his friend who had taken his position was killed in the explosion. And he shared with my mother and I when he came back from Vietnam, he said, Aunt Queenie, that was my mom, he said, that could have been me. He thought about that man who laid down his life. He took his position. My brothers and sisters, Jesus took our position. He took our position. He laid down his life. That explosion that took the life of that man, that for my cousin, Jesus took the explosion that should have been for you and for me, because God will have no fellowship with sin. So God was ready to judge sin because of sin. But Jesus came in the fullness of time. He exploded on the scene. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. All we have to do is believe. We don't have to do anything else but believe. I shared with a lady on yesterday. She came to me talking about, she said, I asked my pastor a question. He never talked to me, but I need to ask you something about, can I cremate myself when I'm gone? I said, your body will always remain, but it's not a physical body that the Lord is interested in. It's the spiritual body. My brothers and sisters, God ain't interested in your physical look. He's interested in your spiritual look. And if your spiritual look don't look like him, you can't have a relationship with him. For God is a spirit, and they that love him must love, worship him in spirit as well as in truth. So if you don't look like him, if your spirit is antagonistic, if your spirit is bitter and bad and ugly and nasty, God said, you don't look like me. Because your fruit is bruised, and we need to cut it off, so that you can now look like me. Anybody need cutting off? Anybody need a restoration? Jesus said, you've got to be born again. You've got to change from a lifestyle of antagonism to a lifestyle of hope, commitment, dedication to him, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Is that in your spirit? Christ laid down his life for a friend. And the Lord is asking, will you lay down your life for me. Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. Antioch, God is speaking to the hearts of all of us today. I share so much prophetically, over 8 billion people in the world. And when we think about what God is doing, he's speaking to us every day. Earthquakes over in Syria, floods, and all of the things that are occurring in the world. But I can honestly share with you, as I did in my Bible study, it said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. What happened in Noah? I asked the church, I asked my Bible study students that. I said, what happened in Noah's day? They was partying. They was immoral. They was doing all kinds of stuff, Brother Jenkins. They was having fun, just like it is now. People were lying and cheating on their wives and stabbing people in the back. But it only took, Brother Brown, 10 generations, that's 10 grandchildren, for God to say, this world is such a mess, it's grieved my heart, I'm just going to wipe everything out. 10 generations. The world is almost in that same position. When you hear people in the House of Representatives and the president is speaking and they're saying, liar, we messed up, y'all. It's messed up. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. Because as I said in my last message, we're in birthing pains. We're getting closer and closer. Now, if you know this thing is coming to an end, why in the world are you running away from the Lord? You need to be running to the Lord. Why in the world is your life so out of calibration with the Lord? You need to be staying close to the Lord. For he said, I will come as a thief in the night. And don't let your stuff be caught out there doing something that you should not be doing. Because the Lord said, one day I will come. And what will your record say about you? My brothers and sisters, we are chosen. And we are commanded to love. That's a simple thing. God said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. And if God has chosen you, there should be a shout of praise for who he is, how great he is, and a many blessings he bestowed upon you. Doors of the church open. If you're here today and the Lord has laid upon your heart that today is a day of change and that you will follow his word and his commandments, and that you would live according to all the things he has sanctioned, declared, and decreed for us. If that's you, my brother or my sister, you may come as a candidate of baptism, you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian experience. And the Lord just whispered something through the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, don't ever think that you or your life is so bad or you've done so much that you cannot be forgiven. The Lord is simply saying, my son said on the cross, Father, Abba, forgive them. And when he said that, he was covering us from all of the things that we have done. So don't you ever think that your life is so messed up that you cannot be forgiven. The Lord is simply saying, whosoever wills, let him come. Is that you, my brother or my sister? That the Lord